Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dad, I'm asking you the question, what's the number that would need to be written on the check for you to say, yes, I will do that and then put it out in the internet?
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no number big enough. I promise you. Yeah.
Really? I would do it for a number.
You would?
Yes.
Your naked penis underwater, reaching for a dollar bill on a hook.
This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
Greg Cody in our Zoom has a mustache filter on, so he's got a black mustache.
It looks great.
Wow. So that's what we're dealing with today. How you doing, folks? Week one of football in the books. How exciting was that?
Booking it.
I mean, yes. God, just Scott Hansen. I missed you.
I love Red Zone. Is he on Red Zone? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay. I love Red Zone. I hated Red Zone when I first knew about it because I'm the kind of guy who watches a game.
Because you're an old curmudgeon that's like, change.
Yeah.
But what the hell? Put it on CBS. Where's the commercials? Where's the Papa John's commercial?
Exactly. Greg
Cody. What? I never heard of any of that stuff.
Okay.
All right, I love that you hit that so fast in the episode, Yeti.
I don't.
Because my dad was complaining to me privately that there was too many of those in the last episode.
And I was like, cut two of them.
Did I?
You cut one or two. Yeah.
I think I just cut one. Maybe I cut one. I forgot about that. I think it was just one. I thought there was three in last episode. Anyways, but Dad, right there, that's you not wanting Red Zone is a Greg Cody is old. It calls for the jingle. Like the jingle exists. And when you're old, we have to play it. It's like we don't have control over it.
Okay. I have come around on Red Zone a little bit. But I still
Greg
think
Cody
that...
is young. Should we get the opposite for when you've come around?
You should.
Hey, cool cats. I'm really young.
Look, if I'm not watching a Detroit Seattle game, just to pull a game out my rear end, if I'm not watching Detroit Seattle, it means I have zero interest in it. And so if I'm watching Red Zone and all of a sudden they're showing the Lions at the 20-yard line, I don't give a crap.
Dad, they're showing it all. And yes, I have the Dolphins as my backup channel. If they happen to be on a drive that I'm not interested in, I'll flick over and see if the Dolphins game's on from commercial. Maybe I'll stay there for a second. But like for you to they show every touchdown. I mean, have you not heard Scott Hansen say it? He says it like 20 times every week.
But every touchdown, A, is not interesting.
Oh, what are we doing?
And B, every touchdown is not important.
See, Dad, you're arguing against it right now. Yeti, don't hit it. I feel like I just love the tension now with that sound. Now that Yeti knows that you didn't like it, he's going to be a little gun shy. But I just like the idea of like the tension of, because there's going to be times where Yeti's just going to be like, I don't care if he doesn't want it. I have to play right now.
Look, and you know, I didn't think we were going off on this tangent, but you know, I'm correct. Not every touchdown is interesting. Not every touchdown is important. Dad, the idea that you're building your brand on showing every touchdown is a faulty premise.
With how many fantasy teams I have, every touchdown is important. It affects something that I'm doing. I'm telling you, I wanted to cut back this year and I did the opposite.
All right. So how many are you in now?
You know, we don't have to talk about it.
No, really. I'd be curious. More than five?
Yeah, I think six. Whoa. I think six.
Oh, that's too much.
And I'm also, remember, I'm not gambling on individual NFL games this year because I'm involved in a pool that I can't, you know, a VIP pool. Let's just put it this way. It's you know, I've already said too much. One of those things.
Ooh, I heard about that.
Is this one of those things where you have to go to dinner with Dan Marino?
Yeah, kind of something like that. And it's something that it was like, you know, a decent chunk to get into it. So it's like, that covered my gambling for the season as far as like my budgets are concerned. So I'm just basically living and dying by these. It's five games every week with the spread. So I'm just living and dying by those. I'll tell you later in the episode how I did because we're recording this before football.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard a little bit about that celebrity pool you're in and, you know, people who our lower level celebrities pay big bucks just so they can talk about who else is in the pool with them. Am I right?
Who is the lowest grade celebrity in the pool?
No, I'm not going there. It's week one, okay? Oh, lowest grade. No, Chris Whittingham's in it.
Ah, there he is.
Don't take it personally, Whitty. But name one actual celebrity in the pool. Just drop one name.
No, no.
I don't care how big it is.
No.
Adam Sandler?
No, I'm not doing it, Dad. I've said too much already.
Hang on, my dog is like scratching at the door or something.
Dad, no one here. We don't hear it. Maybe it's like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just keep it moving. Okay. Do you hear it, Yeti?
No, I do not hear jumping Charlie, who would then be changed to scratching Charlie.
Okay, let's pretend like that didn't happen.
No, but if it's okay, we're okay with a Charlie appearance. I mean, you talk about the dog enough. You have on your topic sheet for Lebatard Show every week that you're going to keep bringing him in, even though you're not at this point. So it's like,
I know.
I don't know why you keep having it on your sheet.
It's become a running joke. I'm a fan of the running joke.
A rogue?
How many people are laughing?
Right.
That's just like the time he had Julia Child on there and then he had like one sentence. God, Dad, I cannot wait. I mean, this comes out Monday. So... actually, Uncomfortable Moment, that's out right now, actually.
Yeah, I'm hoping that one wins. I really think Boban's dick is going to win.
Yeah.
But my vote is with Julia Child.
I mean, Dad, wow. It is just so chef's kiss funny, your tribute to Julia Child.
Okay, why is it?
I found it so interesting. Yeah, chain smoker. Huge woman.
Huge woman, yeah. She was like 6'3".
Great chef, though. And then you go, and then there's like an awkward pause. Yeah, and then like you're like a long pause, and then you're like, great chef, though.
But she uses too much butter. And my wife overheard that, and she's like, tell Greg there is no such thing as too much butter.
Oh, and she's right. No such thing as too much butter and too much oil. Julia Child Emeril Lagasse are cut from the same cloth. You do not replicate their recipes to lose weight. They're the opposite of health food. But to the Julia Child point, I am the king of bringing up something, but really having not a lot else to say about it. And let me give you another example. Are you ready?
Dad, we know. We heard your Hard Knock speech the other day on the boat.
That was great. Just because Levitard was making fun of it.
Dad, it was just 17 different ways of being like, get on board.
Get on board. The low boat. Ooh, let's go. Low, low, low your boat.
That bit would have sunk without low boat. Like, I feel like that bit floated with low boat.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Load the boat. Don't load the boat, baby.
That's right.
The low boat.
The low boat.
Yeah. Like, Yeti's always in the lab, even in his own mind.
And now I have to record that before this episode comes out so Andrew Streeter doesn't steal it.
That's right.
Exactly. No, he doesn't listen to the show clearly because he's not responded to what Chris said last week.
Let me give you one quick example of saying something and then really having nothing else to say. Are you ready?
Go.
Can Nick Cannon please stop having babies? That's it.
Why? Well, I mean, what's wrong? Like, if he wants to have kids, he's got money. Let him have kids.
He's having his 10th child. What is going on?
He has a lot of childs.
That's right. See, but I have nowhere else to take that.
Yeah, it's like, that's what I mean. You do this thing where it's just like, I'm Greg Cody, and I have a thought that a lot of people would have.
Well,
like, if you're going to just do the one thought and get out technique, have the thought be something that's like, whoa, can you believe that? Don't bring us something that's like the most popular, obvious take of that story. Like, that's a non-story, what you just said, because you're literally just
Adolf Hitler, kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, like, that's
I saw the headline, Nick Cannon having 10th child. I looked up who Nick Cannon was. I didn't know who he was. I really didn't. And so apparently he's like
even more reason to bring it up.
Okay, he's like a B-list television host or something. I don't know who he is.
He's Mariah Carey's ex-husband.
Okay, well, good luck to him. And good luck to the child. I'm not criticizing his kids. I'm criticizing him.
He's a younger generation, you know.
Use a condom.
I mean, Jesus. Dad, first of all, I mean, like,
I don't know how to do any of that. It's all...
I do know how to do that, but I only had two kids.
I mean, Dad, he only has 5 times more kids than you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Good luck to you, Nick. Here's something else, and I want to say a statement and then really have not a lot else to say about it. Are you ready? The naked Nevermind baby chasing a dollar bill on a hook underwater has lost his lawsuit against Nirvana.
Oh, the kid?
Yes.
The kid
who's all grown up now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to sue, was it for like basically child endangerment or child, not, I don't think he used child pornography as the argument, but it was something along those lines.
But his parents had to have signed off on it, right?
Yes, yeah, I imagine they did. But also, like, there are several instances of him using that picture to get money as like little, you know, offbeat celebrity appearances. And I think that was used against him.
He's made money off of it, and now he's trying to go against it. Just,
oh yeah.
There's a common denominator there.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, yep. I mean, more power to him, right? If I found out, like, if I like got to be this age and I'm like, oh wait, that's my penis. I'd right. be like, where's my bank account being affected by that? Like, I'd like a little cut of that, please. And thank you.
Yeah, that's true. I don't mind him trying to seek a buck off it, but I also love that the court has ruled against him.
Dad, how much would I have to pay you to recreate that photo and put it out and put it out on the internet?
Of you?
No, of you.
Of me?
Yeah, I'm asking
at
you.
This age.
I'm asking you what the dollar.
I just did a little Nas X thing on Levitard. I'll do just about anything.
What's little?
But I draw the line with that.
How much would you have to pay for you to show your little Nas X in the swimming pool chasing after a dollar bill?
Yeah, Dad, I'm asking you the question. What? It's the number that would need to be written on the check for you to say, yes, I will do that and then put it out on the internet.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no number big enough. I promise you. Yeah.
Really? I would do it for a number.
You would?
Yes.
Your naked penis underwater reaching for a dollar bill on a hook.
I mean, I would like to have final say over what cut, like what gets put out. Like, I would like to make sure that I'm at a nice moment in my life, but.
what does that mean?
No, it means like, you know, I get final say over whether that's a good angle, and that's yeah. like if I'm okay with that, like, you know, I have final say, final editorial rights, but
okay.
I would like if you get like, yeah, okay. If I'm just like, if it's a blank check and it's obviously a ridiculous thing, if I'm getting $10 million,
what if it's 10,000?
You no. won't even will you show your belly button though?
Not on the show, but for $10,000, I'll show you my belly button. It's one of my cameo options.
What if your wife says, I don't care if it's $10 million, you were not doing that?
My wife wouldn't say that. Whose wife would say that? Like,
I don't know. I should ask my wife when she gets home. It's a good question.
Yeti, I mean, no, you don't like, no, like, you're just like, oh, I couldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't want to, like, I guess like my kid might see it someday, but it's like, I feel like I'd be like, you know, your daddy made a business.
Please, we're a fairly naked household anyway. Ain't nothing kid ain't already seen.
Right, exactly. That's why it's
we're
like,
we're all pretty open in this house.
So. Right, me too. Like, yeah. So it's like, wow. For $10 million?
How about $1 million? Let's be reasonable here.
No.
$1 million.
$1 million, I have to really think about it.
Not one. I'd have to have enough to retire. That's my like kind of my line for anything is just retire me. Give me enough to retire and I'll do a lot.
$1 million would be a nice little head start to that.
Yeah, but after taxes, that's like what, $630,000.
I'm getting taxed on this hypothetical? Jeez.
Of course you are.
The taxes even get you in hypotheticals?
It's income. Hey, by the way, I don't think we've even said, hey, welcome to the Greg Cody Show and all that crap.
I mean, we're too, I had Scott Hansen in my life. We're talking about, you know, weird hypotheticals. We're all over the place. I like this episode so far.
Well, but I will say this, at the end of this episode, we're going to chew on Dolphins Patriots NFL Week 1.
What'd you think of Tua?
You know what? I'm going to say, I got so much good stuff to say about that. I'm going to save it for the end of the show.
How many times are we going to do that bit?
Yeah, you can't do that enough. But before we get there, did you guys hear about what Kanye West said about Friends?
Where are you getting these topics lately? What website are you going to and just like getting like the headlines and just like
this interests me.
You talked about Nick Cannon a few minutes ago. Like, I feel like you're just like blindly picking the top. Like, what website? Tell me.
Well, first of all, I'm a loose cannon. I told you I had to look up who he was. I had barely heard of him, but I
loose
honestly,
cannon.
How
Nick
much
cannon?
Would you have to pay to show your loose cannon on camera?
There you go. Kanye West said on Instagram that Friends, the beloved sitcom, was not funny. And Courtney Cox clapped back in a little playful social media give and take.
Greg Cody.
Hell on a horse. What are you talking about?
Is
oh, wow.
Now, wait a minute. I have to clap back at that. Why does that signify that I'm old?
Hearing Greg say clap back is funny to me.
Okay.
Oh, the phrase clap back. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Okay.
I like
it. Anyway, here's my question. Now, and I'm asking this honestly, Seinfeld and Friends overlapped a bit. Seinfeld from 1989 to 98, Friends from 94 to 04. I loved and love Seinfeld. Never got into Friends. So when Kanye says Friends was not funny, I honestly have no idea. Now, you guys, I think, were Friends watchers, no?
I mean, Friends is, it's one of those things where it's like, if you thought it was funny, you're right. It's one of those sitcoms that was kind of like hokey. It wasn't exactly the smartest comedy, but yeah, like it's kind of like comfort food. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like if you thought Friends was, I've watched Friends episodes. I don't remember ever being like, this is so funny, but it was just like an easy watch. It was like kind of like, made you feel like home watching some Friends. Put on some Friends, put on some Everyone Loves Raymond, just any of these sitcoms, Seinfeld, that just play a lot. It just feels like a staying home sick from school and just like watching like seven episodes of Friends in a row. It's not about the content. Yeah. It's more of like when the scenarios under which you would watch Friends.
Yeah, see, I didn't even fall into that. I've seen some episodes of Friends when it's on in the room. My wife watched through it all a couple of years ago, so it was on in the background. And there were some things that would make me laugh, but like nothing ever made me sit down and be, it's like eating a banana. I like a banana, but there's not, when I look at, like, I never sit there, hey, I want to eat a banana today. I never feel like that. So it's like, I never want to turn Friends on. Seinfeld, sure. I love it.
What fruit's that? Like watermelon?
Yes.
Yeah. You could always eat it. You can always eat it.
Yes, and a lot of it.
Yeah, I love a watermelon. And,
even if it has like, even if it has a few seeds in it, like Newman.
Newman.
Don't mind.
Hello, Newman.
How about Yeti and I bringing it strong on that topic? We both had good analogies, just like in the holster. Just like, what do you need?
It's true. And watermelon, you hit a home run there. Watermelon is the most filling food in history.
What?
If I eat two slices of watermelon because of all the water, I am full. It's like eating five donuts.
Oh my God, I couldn't feel any different. I can eat.
I rarely eat less than 15.
I was just going to say, my wife buys these like big things and they are not cheap. Cut up fruit, it is like pre-cut too.
You got to cut it yourself.
It's like nine bucks for this like, you know, decent sized bowl of watermelon. Or maybe like, maybe it's $6, but whatever. It's overpriced. I kill that in like one sitting. Like it's a big bowl too. It's like, Dad, you're also somebody that can eat like, I know pasta is filling, but you can historically literally eat three pieces of pasta if you have pasta in front of you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's the only thing I don't eat much of, pasta and you know, what else don't I eat much of?
Pasta and watermelon. That is just
true.
I wanna look up like whether is watermelon actually filling. Like,
oh my God. It's the most filling food. Look up, what are the most filling foods?
Fruits.
Yeah.
All right, Dad. I just want you to know that I just looked at a list of 12.
Yeah, I want the top 10 most filling foods.
All right. It's not. First of all, it's fruits and veggies.
Perfect.
Top 12. Number 12, zucchini. Number 11, broccoli. Number 10, artichokes. Number 9, Brussels sprouts. Number 8, celery, which is very... I disagree with that. I could eat like literally I could eat celery forever. I could just start eating celery and never stop.
As long as it's got blue cheese.
I want to do that test. I will eat celery for an entire episode, one podcast. I will not stop. I want to do that. That would be a fun bit.
Crunch it right into the microphone to annoy your dad.
Just where I'm just like literally throughout the entire episode, all my contributions, I'm continuously eating. Anyways, where was I?
You did that with a sandwich one episode.
Yeah. You love sandwiches, huh? Number 7, avocado.
Wow.
Number 6, carrots. These are mostly veggies. I'm not like happy with. Oh no, here we go.
Boy, watermelon better be yet to come.
We're getting to fruit right here. But number 5, bananas. Still no watermelon said. Number 4, oranges. These all make much more sense. I would have said banana. Yeah. If you would have said to me which fruit is most filling, bananas seem filling. Number 3, blackberries. Number 2, apples. Number 1 is pears. Dad, you couldn't have been more wrong.
Unbelievable. That is a fraudulent list.
Blackberry surprises me.
Dad,
I would not have thought of blackberries as filling.
I'm with you. Blackberries, I agree. If you would have said to me, name a fruit that you could eat the most of, it would be between grapes
and watermelon.
Wow.
God, it's just so not surprising that my dad just like makes a statement. That's and it's ridiculous. Just like, it's just objectively, it's like all the ways it can be wrong, it's wrong. Objectively, subjectively, it's just wrong.
No, watermelon is so filling. Anyway, speaking of friends not being funny, here's the dad joke of the week. Are you ready? What did the buffalo say when he dropped off his son at school?
Get a good job so you can pay the bills.
Bye, son.
Damn. That's good. I mean, it's not good. It's just kind of like I didn't think of it.
Didn't Ron McGill say that the things we call buffalo here on the United States are actually all bison, and all the buffalo are the actual buffaloes are in another country?
I think he did. Yeah,
my dad looks like if him and Ron McGill had a baby right now.
Hell yeah!
I do have a McGill type mustache. I love this. Whatever this fake mustache is called technologically, I love it.
You look back to this. You look objectively and subjectively terrible.
Okay. Well, I think I look sexy. You know what I look like? I look like a 1950s leading man.
You do, actually.
Are you calling yourself Clark Gable over here?
Yes, exactly. I'm a Clark Gable lookalike.
You do look like a 50s leading man, and that's not a compliment.
No, I do. I love my look right now. I was so sure you guys were going to get the punchline of that dad joke of the week that I actually had a backup. You want a bonus?
I can't think of anything I'd want more.
Okay. Why are ghosts such bad liars?
Because you can see through them.
Correct.
Ah!
Yes. I love how, like, we didn't get it. He's like, I have a backup, and then we get that one.
I know. Just, like, that was so anticlimactic.
Chris, you couldn't think of anything you'd want more than a dad joke of the week. What do you think about a Mount Gregmore?
Oh, jeez. Well, we had one last week, so I don't think we really need one.
That was not a Mount Gregmore.
I saw a petition, and this is a petition I can get behind. There's been some petitions that have been thrown around this show recently that are just ridiculous. But there's one that wants to officially change last week's top five to a Mount Gregmore. I'll sign that petition.
Really?
Let's get more. In fact, I'm going to sign it and retweet it.
And try to get more.
Let's get more. Yes.
Than the change Mount Gregmore or Mount Rushmore to Mount Gregmore.
By the way, that petition is now at 239. So we're climbing the charts.
See, Dad, we're going to give you an example of a funny petition and just a narcissistic, not interesting.
Mount Gregmore.
Pebble in Drive has more streams than you have signs on your petition. That's not saying much.
I would hope so.
Okay, go out there. I was jamming to Pebble Drive on Labor Day with the fam. You gotta go out there and don't forget to support Yeti, guys. Go download it, buy it, you know, steal it from them. I don't know. Could they do that? Don't steal it from them though.
Good song. And speaking of gimmicks and promotions, not that that song is a gimmick, but we're promoting it. We're having our Zoom happy hours with two sets of winning listeners coming up next week, and we look forward to that.
That's actually coming up this week, Dad.
That's true. It is coming up this week. I think we're doing it Tuesday and Thursday, and we really look forward to that. And as again, with other things mentioned in this podcast.
As I fall asleep as I'm saying it.
I say something, and then I have nowhere to go with it.
It's literally like,
that kind of thing.
We're doing that this week. We can be. Can you let me like mock you, please? Thank you. Oh, wow. I thought that was my dad saying that. Play it again.
That kind of thing.
Oh, wow. My dad's coughed so much better that right now he's coughing and it's like bringing me back.
I know. Just ruined 8 months of progress.
His eyebrow. I didn't realize that it's an eyebrow filter, too.
Oh, my God.
I thought that my dad actually had just like filled... like nice.
My eyebrows don't need a filter. They're bushy on their own. Believe me.
God, you look, now that I see the filter in the eyes, you look even creepier. Before, all I saw was the mustache. This is terrible.
Those
for the podcast.
Filters on my eyebrows. Those are really my eyebrows.
I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this again with you.
No. I swear.
When you were just coughing, I like you 1,000%. My dad thinks those are his eyebrows, Yeti.
Oh, like, you're right, they are fake.
Oh my God.
No, I seriously.
I don't know how to do any of that.
It's all.
Oh my God.
I had no idea. Wow, look at this.
Ah.
Man, what a bloodbath survivor pools were today.
Oh my God. What a bloodbath my predictions were. Just straight up. Good Lord. Look at all the teams that that got their ass kicked. Green Bay, San Francisco, Cincinnati, Indy tied, Tennessee lost. It's a crazy week one. I hate it.
Welcome to week one.
I mean, that's football. Football is back. Football smacked us in the face on Sunday. I love it.
I'm telling you.
How's the grid of death looking? Like, how many people are just toast?
I had the Chiefs, so I feel good about it. I didn't really pay attention to anybody else. How about that Bears 49ers game? Playing in the mud, a good old slop fest.
Yeah. I actually had Tennessee in the grid of death, I think, so I lost yet again.
Dad, you're very low energy right now. I hope you know we've already started. Like, this is it. We're talking football.
Okay.
It's time to turn it on.
Let me ramp it up.
Smack yourself in the...
Let's go. Football. How about that?
You worked all day. How did it go? How was week one at the stadium? You were on the scene. Give us paint the picture. What was it like? Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins, 1-0. Didn't even play that well in my assessment. They didn't play that well. Actually. The defense missed some tackles. Still get away with a victory. Beat a team. Like a down Patriots team. I enjoy seeing the Patriots not be who they once were. What'd you think being there?
I mean, the Dolphins had three turnovers on defense to none. That's going to win you a game every time. I think the percentage is like 90% when you do that.
Got a little lucky on that first one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was a defensive pass. That could have been easily Patriots ball at the 1 yard line. Instead, it's an interception.
It could have been. But I'll take Xavier and Howard over Devontae Parker any day of the week.
Especially when he's allowed to commit a penalty.
I thought the Dolphins played well.
No, of course. They played fine. I mean, I'm not complaining.
You keep negating everything that they did well.
I'm saying that one example.
You think you are Dan Lebatard?
No, I'm literally happy with. I'm encouraged by the fact that the Dolphins didn't necessarily play great, but still got out of there with an impressive win. Right. I'm just noting that one play they did get very, I thought, fortunate. Like in the replay, there was some clear grabbing there.
Yeah, no, they did. The Dolphins gave up three sacks. The running game really did not work very well most of the game.
Yeah,
but yet I thought it was an impressive win over a legitimate division opponent. So I thought it was a great start.
That's the part. Like at the end of the game, whoever was broadcasting it, I heard him say, "Hey, this Patriots team, they might not be what they used to be, but they're still the Patriots." I'm going to push back on that. They don't have Brady anymore. They have Devontae Parker playing a lot of snaps for them on offense.
Right.
This is like the worst Patriots roster we've seen in a long time.
But they are still a division opponent, and like, you got to beat them.
I'll take it as a victory. I'll take people thinking that it's an impressive victory. But watching this game, this Patriots team is... I think Tony, a few weeks ago on the show, said that the Jets are a better roster.
Wow.
And I think I agree with him. I think that the Patriots are going to be fighting for last place this year with the Jets.
I think you and Tony have that take to yourself. The Jets having a better roster. I don't see that.
I wasn't impressed with anything that the Patriots did today.
Did you hear Tyreek Hill's quote about Mike McDaniel going for it on 4th and 7 in what led to Jalen Waddle's 42-yard touchdown?
I love that call. What did he say?
He said Mike McDaniel's going to have to need to carry around a wheelbarrow to carry his nuts.
Oh, because he's got big ones?
He's got big ones. He's got big ones. Big nuts needs a wheelbarrow. Big get it? Nuts.
Dad, do we need to record these immediately after the game from the stadium?
Why?
Because you seem, I don't know, am I, Yeti, is this me or is my dad very low energy right now?
You're low energy, Greg.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, you just, like, you seem like a guy who's recording something at 8 p.m. at night on a Sunday.
Okay, and what time is it?
Like, 7:45.
Okay, so I'm not. Liar!
I'm just saying, I'm good.
If I sound low energy, it's because, and this is not a Hard Knocks, don't get me wrong, but Greg's Lobos are in jeopardy of losing their season opener.
There it is. All right, I knew something was bugging you.
Look, I'm down. Last time I looked, we're recording this Sunday night. I'm down 109-88. Me and my foe both have two guys left. I'm going to tell you all right now because I want you to send good wishes. By the time you hear this, one of these two will have already played. I need CeeDee Lamb to have a huge game Sunday night. And then you know what I need?
That's even great for scarier. A podcast that comes out Monday.
Wait, you want me to put him on a prayer roll or something?
Please, please do. And I need Cortland Sutton to have a big game Monday, which really scares me. So I'm a little disturbed.
Great. We went from low energy Greg into Greg telling us about his fantasy team.
That's right. What everyone wants.
That's
to
exactly
hear.
Right.
You're back.
I'm just generally depressed. I have to admit, I'm generally depressed.
That's not good.
So what's bringing on this depression?
How can we make you feel better?
If I'm going to be very honest, I'm depressed that Pebble Drive is not winning in the vote for Suey Best Song.
Wow.
That really disturbs me.
Who's winning right now?
I'm not going to mention his name.
Okay.
I'm just not going to say it.
Mr. UAT.
We are running in second place, and I think so much of Pebble Drive. I want it to win so badly, but I don't know what to do. And that depresses me. I'm down.
I appreciate down. That, Greg. I am.
Well, maybe this will help.
Well, I'm down.
How long is voting open?
I think it'll close Monday, sometime Monday, but probably the results won't happen Monday. They'll happen probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
So there's still time to vote, people.
Yeah.
I am disowning the Suey Awards. I hate to say that. No, I am.
What?
I am disowning the Suey Awards because you should not allow people to stuff the ballot. You should not allow multiple votes.
Dad, I'm sure. How do you think? I mean, I'm sure. I'm not saying Yetis do. I'm sure people that support Yeti are probably. I think I've voted a couple times for Yeti's song. Like, how many times have you voted?
I voted a handful of times.
So what the hell are you talking about?
Like, well, because I can, not because it's good.
Either way, Steve's. I'm pretty sure Steve's song would still have around 39% of the vote, even if it were a one.
Oh,
vote.
Steve's doing that well. Wow, I haven't checked. Yeah. Nice.
Well, that's ridiculous.
But Greg, this is a lesson in social media. Steve has the endorsement of Mark from formerly of Reddit. He has a very engaged follower.
I love how it's like politics. It's like
it is. And he's got Steak Sauce. Steak Sauce has a smaller, much smaller following than Mark because most people do. Right. But Steak has a very engaged following. They have the whole Hour After Hours crew. They've got a good following.
That was a good song from Steve. I mean, you know,
very engaged following.
Good year for songs.
Was it a good song?
Oh wow!
Because I haven't listened to it, to be honest with you.
should you call him and ask him if it was really a good song?
I haven't listened to it yet. I'll get around to it. I'm sure it's good.
Greg's like, I'm too much of a narcissist. I only listen to songs that are involving me.
That's exactly right.
I will say, Greg, I did just release the Pebble Drive T-shirts.
Very nice.
We've had the poster out for a while, but I finally got around to making the t-shirt version. So that's out on shop.yetiblanc.com.
Okay.
Free shipping starts tomorrow. And free shipping at The Greg Cody Show at shop.thegregcodyshow.com starts on the 18th, Sunday the 18th.
This went from some solid football talk into some like narcissistic stuff where completely my dad took us and now we're just like.
Right. I'll get back to football in a second. I just want to mention that by the time we have our free shipping in the merch store, we're going to have a Greg's Lobos t-shirt in the merch store. So I just want to say that.
That might not be true.
Yeah.
We hope it to be true.
We're going to make it happen.
I'm just going to say words, and that's going to be my contribution to making it happen.
I want to say one thing about college football.
I'm Greg Cody.
Did you guys follow college football this weekend? There were like 8 upsets in the top 25.
That was
fun. That doesn't even include Alabama, which we almost had its ass kicked, but barely won 20-19.
Is this more an indictment? I feel like this is an indictment on just our ability to predict things. Like, you know, with our preseason rankings and our, you can make that argument with the NFL too. Like all the spreads that, like all the upsets that happen. Like
nobody knows anything.
Like these weren't crazy upsets. We just don't know anything. And we were trying to predict them.
That's 100% right. Like Houston tying Indianapolis. We don't know anything. You know, we think Indianapolis is really good. We think Houston sucks. We don't know. But in college football, the UM all of a sudden plays at Texas A&M this coming week. And all of a sudden, Miami is ranked 13th. And Texas A&M dropped further in the top 25 than I've ever seen any school drop. They dropped from number 6 to number 24.
Yeah.
An 18-spot plummet because they lost to Appalachian State.
It's Appalachian State, Greg.
It is kind of funny just that working out that way with like, you know, UM fans being all excited about game day. And I think Mike's going, a bunch of Canes fans going to Texas A&M predicting. Yeah. Jorge Sedano did a big piece with Mario Cristobal. Like they were doing a bunch of things. I'm sure they're still going to air that piece next week, but like it was supposed to be like centered around that game being in. And it's just funny how.
And now they're going to Boone, North Carolina.
Right. Not only are they not going to A&M, but they're going to where Appalachian State is. Oh, like they literally not only snatched it from them, but took game day with them. Right. It's like, we beat you and we're taking this fun thing from Canes fans too. It's like,
you guys have no, that the traffic in that town is going to be horrendous. There's only like two roads in, two roads out.
Wow.
It is, and it's on top of a mountain, and it's not cut out for a College Dame Day game day crowd.
We should get Yeti's, like, you know, traffic reports maybe on Friday.
Send me up there. Let's go. I love Boone.
From the Greg Cody Show.
That's right. Let's do it.
So it would be on next week's episode. I'm Yeti Blanc reporting from game day. Traffic's pretty clear so far.
That's because I know the old moonshine roads.
You have the traffic guard suit.
Right. I get the high visibility vest.
It's got a Greg Cody Show patch on it, though.
Let's do that.
It's just one of the stickers.
All right. So, Dad, so you're sending Yenny and I to game day next week?
Yeah, you're both going to game day in Appalachian State, wherever it is.
Appalachian State.
Whatever.
Is that right, Frenchie?
Jesus Christ. Nobody cares. What's their nickname? I don't even know.
The Mountaineers.
Oh, God. They stole it from West Virginia. Come on, get your own
nickname. West Virginia doesn't have a Yosef, though.
I don't know what that means.
That's their old gut.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that. But no, UM really got screwed. They had the national stage with a college game day, and then Texas A&M took an absolute shit right on the field. All the players had a circle in the middle of midfield. They all crapped at the same time. How do you lose that game if you're the number six team in the country?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
UM got off to a slow start too, though.
When they were behind, Michael, my other son, was in the happened to be in the house when UM was behind 7-3.
Other son, Michael.
And he was, when they were down 7-3, and I think it was the second quarter, he was like, oh my God, a big upset. I'm like, Michael, don't you get it? UM is going to win by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Look at you. Perspective Greg Cody.
I'm just saying. I've been here.
No panic in you.
I've been here. And believe me, had UM lost and pulled a Texas A&M, I would have been called into duty to write, even though it was my day off. But that's an extraneous fact that nobody needs to know right now.
Jack.
So, Greg, you were at the game today, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How did you not know that there was this massive fire out in the parking lot?
Yeah, well, because I was in the stadium, you know, so I wasn't like monitoring the parking lot. I did hear about it afterward. And I guess it was like it was pretty big. It was like 10 cars, 11 cars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when I heard about it afterward, I had not yet gone to my own car. And thank God my own car wasn't involved, because really, that's the only thing you're concerned about. Once you hear that there's no casualties, once you hear that no people were involved or injured or hurt, you immediately go, wow, we're in the parking lot that it happened. Thank God my car's intact, which it was. So, but
look, after we saw all the smoke in your kitchen on last week's YouTube video, I mean, I just assumed it was you leaving the grill running.
No, that's a scourge. You go in pregame parking lots, all these people are leaving their coals on. You know, they think if they put their coal off to the side, they don't have to douse it. They don't have to put it out. But it's really dangerous. And I hate to foresee the end of tailgating in America, but something like this could certainly lead to it.
Just a quick update for what we mentioned earlier in the podcast. I'm 2-1 so far in my super secret celebrity pool. I lost Chiefs, Cardinals. I had Cardinals +6.5.
How's Bill Lawrence doing?
He's not in it. I am glad that you keep saying names of people that aren't in it. It just throws off the scent of what's really going on. So that's a narcissistic update by me. No one cares.
Okay.
But I just wanted earlier in the episode, I teased giving you an update. That's why I felt this. You know.
How's Kenny G doing in that league?
Not in it.
How's Barack Obama doing?
Barack is doing well. I will admit he's in it. Yeah.
Okay.
He's not. I'm kidding.
Hey, that kind of thing.
We have such terrible energy this evening.
I know. Seriously, Dad. I don't know what's going on with you. We got to work on this. If we're going to record
that kind of thing.
If you're going to record, Dad, on Sunday nights, you got to bring it stronger with the energy. We might just have to like get a bunch of sounds in the bank for you, and we'll just have you be here via soundboard, and me and Yeti will do it.
I keep telling people to listen to me at 1.8. Which I do, and it really has lifted my self-esteem. I sound so much better at 1.8.
Your listening speed is similar to the weed price, the price you'd pay for weed back in the day. Like, not $20, not $15, $19. Not 1.5 speed, not 2x speed, but 1.8 speed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Dad, see, like, I want you to go back and listen to, like, your, like, that's right. That's exactly right. Like, I wish me and Yeti should start matching your energy here and just see what you could do with it.
Well, what about Yeti's energy?
What do you mean? His energy's fine.
My energy's been a little down. I mean, yesterday was kind of a bloodbath for me.
So. You know, okay. The Dolphins played well, you know.
My energy is great. I am like up and at 'em. I am on top of the world. Energy time. Let's go.
You know, when you fake enthusiasm like that, it's painfully obvious that you're faking it.
Now I'm going to read a Mount Greg Moore.
Please don't. By the way, I've done a dad joke of the week, haven't I?
Yes, please.
You did two.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was good. Yeah, yeah, you did two of them.
I've got a bunch of good ones in store.
I love that. Like, it was like 10 minutes ago in this episode, but since it was a few days ago, you're like, did I do that? And like, to the audience, it's like painfully obvious that you did it.
My life is so busy. I can't keep track of everything, guys. You got to give me a break on that. Hey, that kind of thing. All right. What are we tossing it to right now?
The end of the episode.
Okay.
You opted out of a Hard Knocks this week.
I know we did.
Well, no, it wasn't
an official Hard Knocks.
First of all, we didn't opt out. We just, there was such a crazy scene that was documented that it went up to like the suits at Hard Knocks and there was a whole legal thing. So yeah. We're going to hope that that eventually airs, but it just won't be in this week's episode.
Zigak. Christopher, why don't you close us out and bring us home?
That's it. All right. See you later, audience.
All right. Love you all. That kind of thing. See you next week. That kind of thing.